We have Honor Rae Corder here with us today on Rich Single Mama TV, and I'm so happy that she decided to become a part of this conversation in terms of single motherhood, success, the entire journey, and just really taking your life to another level. And so, welcome, Honor Rae, and I'm so happy you're here, and I'm just looking forward to this chat.
I'm delighted to be here. I'm looking forward
Good.
as well.
Awesome, awesome. So, what I like to start with is just you telling us a little bit about what you do, then about your journey as a single mother, and how you transitioned into married life and writing your books.
Okay, so I was a single mom for 6.5 years, and I had a previous business. I was in network marketing, so I sold stuff. And my network marketing company got a coach for me and kind of gave me entry into my next career. So now I do executive coaching and corporate training and motivational speaking, and I write books on that side of my business. And then I w as a single mom for so many years, I paid attention to, but not directly, the cues. Like, I was noticing how people were responding to me or reacting to me being a single mom, but I wasn't thinking about it consciously until I was actually engaged to be remarried. And I was watching an Oprah show, and they were doing a makeover, and they brought out, so and so, who's 42, and she's a single mom. And Oprah made this comment about how she was a schlumpika, and they did the before picture, which is, frizzy hair, look as pathetic as you possibly can in the oversized t-shirt and baggy sweats. And, I've been there yesterday. And it was kind of this assumption of, well, if she's a single mom, then she isn't able to take as good care of herself as someone who's married or not a mom. And I didn't take it as an insult, but it made me go, I wonder why that's the perception, when actually I think single moms are superstars and should be honored. I think, it's kind of like Ginger Rogers. Like, she did everything Fred Astaire, only backwards in high heels. And yet we think Fred Astaire. So I went looking for that book, and I didn't find it. So I decided to write it, and it's turned one into a series.
Sounds good. And I've actually picked up a couple of your books and thumbed through it and everything, and kind of gleaned as much information as I could from it. And I think at the same time, I maybe a couple years before, I'm not really sure, came out with a book as well. So, but it was more of a booklet, pocketbook type thing. So, not a full blown book like you did. So I said, wow, it's another single mom who has written a book. At the time, I didn't know you were already married, but had written a book on single mom success, which is really, I think, important for every single mom to look at, to see, it's not all about being frumpy. It's not all about being down and out and just depressed all the time. But there are ways that you can turn this journey into something that's beautiful, productive, and understanding and realizing this is just a small segment of your life that you may have to live, and that you can definitely move forward into something that's beautiful and that just is lovely.
And I think there are some great benefits to being a single mom. You can center your life around yourself and your kids, and you don't have to answer to someone else and fulfill their needs. And so there are the benefits to being a single mom as well. I got very, very close to my daughter because I spent a lot of time with her, a lot of good quality one-on-one time with her at the park and at the bookstore and travel. We went to different cities together and explored different places, and there was no other person there. It was just her and I. And I think that was great. And I think single moms should begin at some point, hopefully soon, start to see themselves as the stars that they are. And that's part of what my message is. And it's so funny because I think there are a lot of us out there. The more my message gets out, the more I run to other single moms who say, I went through a divorce and I started this organization or group or whatever because I thought, where are the resources for single moms? Where's the encouragement factor?
Exactly. And that's one thing I was really looking for, was something positive, an encouragement, and not a lot of griping and whining and complaining about their plight on the one hand, and then on the other hand, I was tired of hearing all of the people bashing single moms, you know, because there's a lot of bashing in the media about single moms are the reason why the society is the way it is. And I was like, seriously? Well, didn't it have to be a single dad too in the picture somewhere? So
yes, was a donor of some kind, everybody.
Right.
For the record.
Just random, or
and present at some point, and where is that person?
Exactly, sure. Because all single moms didn't get pregnant by immaculate conception. You know, this there was had
just one
had to be someone there. So I think it's phenomenal, you know, that you have written a series of books for single moms. And tell me the name of the names of the books that you have.
Okay, yes. So we have the original, the OG, right? The Successful Single Mom. Mm-hmm. And then the next book that I wrote, so that was in 2009 that came out. So then the next one I wrote was the Successful Single Mom Cook's Cookbook, because I felt like the big loser mom.
Mm-hmm.
I would get up early and work before my daughter would go to school, and then I would work all day, and then she would come home, and then she would be hungry. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh. And so I felt like I was doing this rotating of crap food, like beans and wieners, peanut butter and jelly. You know, and even if I did make something, I wasn't eating healthy, because by the time it was time to make food, I was already starving.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't feel like it. So I put together a bunch of recipes that are like 70 ingredients or less and on the table in less than 20 minutes, or
yes,
using your crock pot. Like, listen, let's make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got back to my real job, which I thought I didn't have kind of this bigger picture at the time of what would happen. The books, I realized it was such a synonym for positive energy for single moms.
Mm.
I put The Successful Single Mom Gets Rich, and I released that last year in 2011. And then this year I released just recently The Successful Single Mom Finds Love.
Awesome.
And The Successful Single Dad, because as you said, there's a dad there somewhere, and there is a definite movement of dads.
Yeah, definitely.
I've talked to many single dads, actually, that said, I'm buying the book and I'm just pretending it doesn't say mom, and so I finally gave dads.
Okay.
I'm working on two more books in this series right now. I'm actually almost finished with the manuscript for The Successful Single Mom Fit.
Okay.
How do you eat right, sleep right, and work out when you are already doing so many different things? And then I'm also co-writing The Successful Single Moms in Education. So all
nice.
Of the educational options for single moms, and whether they should go back and get a degree or get a certification or go to beauty school, and where are the real places for them to get money and funding, not the kind of unseemly or bad people that are trying to get moms to put their money out for them to have real resources. Those two books will be out in pretty short order.
Okay. Sounds good. And those are all really important topics in the single mom life, definitely, because those are questions I see all the time. Single mom grants, mm-hmm. single mom health and fitness, single mom dating, of course. All
yes.
those topics are so crucial
yes.
at this point in time, and I'm just so happy that this market is being tapped, and we're really I'll say catering to, but I guess that's pretty much the only word. We're
sure.
recognizing that these are legitimate needs of our community.
Well, if you are a single mom, you want to be the best mom that you can be, right? I mean,
right.
I wanted to be the best mom that I could be, and I knew that being tired and unfit wasn't good for my daughter. I knew
mm-hmm.
that not being able to take care of her in every single way, regardless of what her father may not do, and I happen to have a participating, at the time, financially only, he was only participating financially, I counted on, it was very little, but it was something, right? Some people
right.
go years and get literally no dollars, but I wanted to be able to have a lifestyle for her, and you know, just writing the check last week, there were, all the stuff came home from the first week of school. It's like,
yeah.
oh, she needs a band dress, and she needs fundraiser, and so, like, I think I wrote like 74 checks last week. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, all of these things cost money, and
yeah.
I also wanted to fall in love again, and I wanted to do it in a different way. I didn't want to end up in the same relationship. I had heard a number of my girlfriends say, on their husbands already, or they're all kind of the same,
Yeah.
I was like, oh, if I'm going to do it again, I certainly don't want it to be the same. I'd like it to be better. I would like to be better the second time around. So those are all topics that I cover. And then the reason I wrote those books was because they were all things that single moms asked me about. Well, how did you find your husband? How did you stay in touch? Do you stay in touch? And how do you make money with college? And so what are all the little things you did? And well, I can't speak to how anyone else could or should do it, but I'll speak to the way I did it. And if that gives you a big enough point, then awesome. My
Exactly. And that's so important to just understand. I think one of the things that I'm really trying to come get across is being a single mom does not mean that you can't be a full human being, functioning and really loving and enjoying life.